right, friends, welcome to Changelog and Friends, the weekly talk show about building worlds. Big thank you to our friends over at fly.io. That is the home of changelog.com. Learn more at fly.io. Okay, let's talk. Friends, it's all about faster builds. Teams with faster builds ship faster and win over the competition. It's just science. And I'm here with Kyle Galbraith, co-founder and CEO of Depot. Okay, so Kyle, based on the premise that most teams want faster builds, that's probably a truth. If they're using CI providers for their stock configuration or GitHub Actions, are they wrong? Are they not getting the fastest builds possible?
I would take it a step further and say if you're using any CI provider with just the basic things that they give you, which is, if you think about a CI provider, it is, in essence, a lowest common denominator generic VM. And then you're left to your own devices to essentially configure that VM and configure your build pipeline, effectively pushing down to you, the developer, the responsibility of optimizing and making those builds fast. Making them fast, making them secure, making them cost-effective, like all pushed down to you. The problem with modern day CI providers is there's still a set of features and a set of capabilities that a CI provider could give a developer that makes their builds more performant out of the box, makes their builds more cost effective out of the box, and more secure out of the box. I think a lot of folks adopt GitHub Actions for its ease of implementation and being close to where their source code already lives inside of GitHub. And they do care about build performance and they do put in the work to optimize those builds. But fundamentally, CI providers today don't prioritize performance. Performance is not a top level entity inside of generic CI providers.
Yes. Okay, friends, save your time, get faster builds with Depot, Docker builds, faster GitHub Action runners, and distributed remote caching for Bazel, Go, Gradle, Turbo Repo, and more. Depot is on a mission to give you back your dev time and help you get faster build times with a one-line code change. Learn more at depot.dev. Get started with a 7-day free trial. No credit card required. Again, depot.dev. I was in a different Dan Tan recently.
What?
And it was just a typical Dan Tan. So cool.
So cool. But he's not going to tell us where it was. It was too cool.
I've seen some amazing downtowns in America. I've traveled. I'm very well traveled.
I'm sorry. Downtowns? I'm not familiar. Do you mean Dan Tans?
Dan Tans.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dan Tans. So I've visited lots of them. And there's some really lovely ones in Colorado. There's like proper olden days.
Oh, yeah.
Probably all across the country.
That's right.
Where you feel like you're in a Western film.
Break that down for me when you say proper and then olden days. What does that mean?
Oh, it just means like for real olden days.
Like the Wild West movies that you've seen.
Just break it down. Break it down. It's just,
right. So you've got like...
All the way.
There's basically like a lot of dusty area, wooden, like... buildings, wooden buildings, saloon doors.
Right.
There's a guy in there chewing tobacco. Yeah.
You see any of those, what do you call those things?
Tumbleweed?
Tumbleweeds, yeah. Not dust bunnies, but tumbleweeds.
Just rolling through.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of them in my normal life as well.
Really?
Yeah, just after a joke or a witty remark. Sometimes I'll do a little wry little comment, something, and then, you know, just silence for a bit. Can hear it blow past, but adds to the effect.
I think I'm thinking about crickets.
Yeah, same thing.
Tumbleweeds and crickets.
If you make a joke and no one laughs, you can. If you listen carefully, you can hear a game of cricket being played.
Okay,
and it's one of those rare things. Yeah,
I would never play cricket.
No, see, no. Now here again is a misfire because I was talking about crickets, which is what you hear when you tell a joke when nobody laughs. Silence.
Where'd you go, Matt? Where did you visit here in the States, the state of Colorado?
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to live there in Denver and in Boulder.
Boulder.
Yeah, Colorado. Yeah.
Say Boulder. How do you say Boulder?
Well, I say Boulder.
Boulder.
Say it again.
Boulder.
Can you say balderdash?
I can say balderdash, but I can't. Oh, balderdash. Yeah, but I can't say.
Sounds cooler when you say it.
I don't think so. To me, you're the cool ones.
That's why I think we have a friendship, because we sound cool to you and you sound cool to us, and it kind of just makes up for our overall lack of coolness.
Yeah, I mean, if you sound like me, I would just wouldn't like you, you know?
Yeah, but you sound like Adam. I can't believe someone exists who talks like you at all. Like, that's a thrill for me. Imagine that. It's like being in a movie.
It's awesome, Adam.
I guess so.
What is it about his voice? Is it the mellifluous sounds? Is it the words he's using, or the combination?
Yeah, it's just the whole sort of package, really.
Oh, he is the entire package.
Yeah.
The whole package. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Well, you know, ditto, Matt. I mean, I think if we had a world where your voice didn't exist, it would not be Matt's world.
No. My world, my voice.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, or perhaps we're trying to get ahead of ourselves. Because perhaps a world where Jared's in charge, Matt's voice also wouldn't exist. Let's not reveal any spoilers. Matt, you brought a strange idea to us today.
Thank you.
Actually, you didn't bring it to us today, but you brought it for today.
Sure did.
Which is what?
I'm
what
coming
is this
over.
Idea?
Here's some toys.
And why? And how did you come up with it? And why are we agreeing to it?
Well, the whying we're agreeing, that's on you. And I do think whying is should be a word.
I
we
do
need that. And but you can't just make up words like that, can you? You people look at you strangely, or there's a tumbleweed.
I'm down with it.
Let's
introduce it. Whying. What does it break down to mean? Like, is it like when you're thinking about something, that's the process of whying? You're thinking about it should or should not be a thing.
You're whying it. Yeah. You're like trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that? Yeah. You're whying it. You're thinking.
It's kind of like howling.
Yeah.
Sometimes you how something. Other times you whine. Yeah. So you're whying or you're howling. Yeah, sometimes you're hooing.
Yeah.
Well, if I owned the world, I'd be able to just make these new words anything I like. You know, if someone's eating a sausage, I could say, yeah, sausage. Like, I could make that socially normal in this world.
That one's not that weird.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be weird. It's just what I like.
Tell me that's a throwback to your time in Germany.
Oh, yeah. Berlin, when they were all calling you bad names.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I love Berlin.
Isn't it because you said some other sausage, though? Wasn't there something involved with sausage?
Yeah. He said, yeah, sausage. And they said, what'd they say, Matt?
Yeah. They're like, oh, we don't want to just be associated with that. We've got a lot going on also. And that's fair enough.
Didn't some lady call you a donka?
Yeah, everyone was saying like, danke, danke, danke. But originally I thought they were calling me names.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. That just means thank you.
It does. It's probably really for nice. Leaving. Probably thanking you for leaving.
Oh, they're a lot more polite than I originally experienced.
Oh my gosh. The sausage bit. Well, if you're not tracking, you should go back in time and listen to past shows. We can't catch up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's just a callback that's just too deep in the stack.
It is
a
deep cut.
You're going to overflow. Matt, there's a strange dichotomy with British people, and you're my best example because I know you probably better than any British person.
Hmm.
And that's this politeness juxtaposed with tomfoolery, or like just calling names and being mean.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. What's up with that? It's like there's like a polite society aspect and a properness. Yeah. And there's also like this underhanded, I'm going to call you a name. You're not going to realize it's a bad word.
Yes. Well, I think what's really going on is there is the politeness thing where if you bump into somebody in the street, you say sorry, even if they've bumped into you. But you're not really, it's not in the same way that you might say sorry in other places where you're sort of taking responsibility. You're not. Everyone knows it was their fault. Now, they have to also say sorry. And then everything's okay. It's just socially, it's the social rule.
So sorry might mean like it's your fault and we both know it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, sorry. But it's almost like a polite way of just acknowledging something's happened that shouldn't have happened. Mm. And you both say it and then everything's okay. And then you haven't really had to assign blame or anything. You can kind of just get sweep it under the carpet.
Yeah.
But if the second person doesn't say the sorry back and it was their fault, that's the worst thing that can happen on the street.
Them was fighting words, fighting non-words.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Although in London, people are from everywhere, so you can never really assume. But
right.
If it's a British person that bumps into you and then you say, oh, sorry. And then they don't say sorry. They just look at you or just carry on with their lives. They've crossed the line.
That you assume line. They're a tourist then, maybe. You know, maybe those guys, maybe. Those folks are tourists. Maybe. And everyone else is Brits, and those are the people that say.
Yeah, although in London, everyone's from everywhere. So it's kind of like.
You can't be from everywhere. You have to be from one place, generally.
You just walk around being upset then, basically?
No, you just sort of get on with it, don't you? But then there's the banter side where you basically try and be, it's a way of making friends, is you're sort of mean to strangers sometimes.
Right. And if it's friends too, right?
Definitely.
More friends. Mean to your friends than you are to strangers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which explains why you're not very nice to me very often. I take it as a compliment, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should do. But you have American friends that are just always just nice to you and just say nice things like, oh, neat hat, Jared, stuff like
I
that.
I mean, I prefer it, but you know, those people are hard to find.
Oh, neat hat, Jared.
Neat hat, Jared.
Neat hat, Jared.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I like the word proper, you know, in place of, I assume it's in the place of the word like good or I'm going to get something nice or the best.
It's like real.
Yeah.
It's like if it's proper, yeah. It's like, you know, imagine there's like a traditional authentic way of making something. Yeah, it's authentic. Yeah. And someone makes it that authentic way, you'd be like, oh, that's a proper drink. Or someone will sometimes come out with a cup of tea that they've made and it's horrible because it's too strong. And they go, like, that's a proper cup of tea. Go on, get that down you. Get
what
that down
you. What do you say when it's not good?
No, they just say it's proper, but they say it in a way that you know they mean the opposite. It's like the sorry thing. Then you say, danke.
So would you guys like to come to Matt World?
Oh yes, I'm sorry. That was a proper sidetracking. We sidetracked you. Back to Matt World. This is a world in which you decide, or what do you decide, Matt? What happens?
Yeah. So I'm going to take you to Matt World, and it's basically a place that I've just sort of designed. It's my planet. I get to choose what it's like there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be interesting places. There's going to be some interesting food and drink to explore, and then maybe a new gadget, a new rule for society, and then something that you just like to be a little bit different. Okay. Just like maybe it's like this world, but you would like it to be slightly tweaked. What gotcha. Would you do? Yeah.
Okay, so this is the idea here. Of course, we have Jared's world and Adam's world waiting in the
looking
wings
to visiting.
But this is Matt's idea, and you are our guest, so
you go first.
Take us to Matt World. What is this all place right. like, Matt World?
Let's go. Get in your rocket. Put your seatbelts on. We're going to take off in there. In the unlikely event of an emergency, I want you to sort out your own masks first. That's very important. Don't be helping someone else. Oxygen mask. Okay. Don't.
Oh, I thought we had to sort our masks. Like we had more than one of them. We were going to sort them by size or something.
Oh, I see. Yeah. No. This is a Brit. Sorry. Sorry. I'll do the American.
Yeah, please do.
Version after. Yeah. if you're feeling unwell, there's a little tiny little bag in the seat in front of you, in the seat pocket in front of you. So if you could please use that. It's really tiny though, so don't do any big.
Just a little swim.
It's yeah, like, just do a little one.
Sounds like Wayne's World, remember that? If you're going to spew into this.
Oh, yeah. that guy designed a lot of our hospitality on board.
There you go.
Rockets to Matt World. Yeah, because it's a kind of funny world. It's, you know, it's kind of silly, isn't it? It's going to be my world.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy your time with us. Remember to please visit the Dungeon for Over-Engineers. This is a place where if you over-engineer things and make loads of complexity where it's not needed, you go in this dungeon. It's a simple thing, harsh, but fair, I think. You know, you have to build an MVP before you're legally allowed to build anything more complicated. Otherwise, you might not be able to build MVPs. And that's why we have the Dungeon of Over-Engineers. Any questions about this place?
How do you get out?
You just have to build something really simple.
Oh.
But good.
Like a fizz buzz or?
You can do.
Hello
you
world.
Can try. I don't know about Hello World.
Well, does it get any simpler than that?
Hello Matt World, you could do.
Hello Matt World. I like that one. Okay, so Dungeon for Over Engineers and really small puke bags in the...
Yeah, but that's not part of the world.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just giving you that's just in case anyone's feeling unwell on the flight.
Gotcha.
When you get to Matt World, please please do not forget to sample the delights of Clever Coffee. You play podcasts into the beans as they're growing. And then when you brew the coffee, that information actually can get into your body.
Oh, wow. So, like osmosis.
Kind of like that, yeah, but through coffee. And yeah, you get that, you just get the knowledge. So that's really cool. Like you'd be like, oh, I want to learn about politics. I'll drink some politics coffee, or maybe the Peruvian coffee. You can learn about Machu Picchu.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe it's the place. Yeah, maybe. Would you like a cup? What would you have in your coffee? And wouldn't you like that? You could just have a coffee and you like get an API docs in your brain.
Sounds kind of amazing, actually. I'm wondering about how diluted it might be, because you're really just passing water through the beans. Maybe if you actually ate the coffee beans, you'd just become all-knowing.
Yeah. I think it's just like caffeine, though. It only lasts that long.
Oh, it goes away.
Yeah. You forget it.
Not as cool now. Nowhere near as cool. So you just drink it for your morning like coding session, and you just like know the Stripe API inside out, for instance, if you're drinking Stripe's coffee. And then exactly. you lose it later in the day.
You lose it. It wears off. Yeah, but you might be like, oh, I'm gonna write a Grafana dashboard. How do I do that? Let me drink the Grafana brew. And then you've got that. I've downloaded the wrong bit.
So it's an advertisement?
No. I'm just saying another example.
Because
this coffee doesn't exist. It's not an advert. Oh, it's not a real advert.
It's not for sale.
You can't play podcasts into the coffee beans and then that information goes into the beans, as far as I know.
Now, what if you played this podcast right here that we're recording into the coffee beans and then drank the coffee? What would you know afterwards?
Everything we talk about in this.
Some high quality coffee.
Yeah, you when you order them, I think you choose the
audio file. They would call that proper coffee.
And that would be proper.
It's proper. Yeah.
Okay, so Clever Coffee. This is your best beverage.
That's the best beverage.
What else you got?
Well, while you're here, please try, if you can, the falafel wraps. They're lovely. There's nothing special about them. Just love a falafel wrap.
You have complete creative freedom to come up with anything that you want.
You can't beat it, though.
And you just go with a falafel.
The only way I think you could beat a falafel wrap is if you had a headache and you made the falafel wrap also take away headaches.
Well, why didn't you do that then? I mean, you can do whatever you want here, Matt. It's Matt World.
Yeah, because I don't have a headache.
Okay.
Yeah. And plus, there's going to be more regulations with that sort of food, isn't there? So I can't be bothered with that.
What about the Clever Coffee? I think they'd probably regulate that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd try. But we've outsmarted them because we've had a cup of business strategy.
Yeah, what if you're drinking like the business brew, so to speak, and you get, a comedic latte instead?
Yeah.
You learn about comedy versus business.
You get a legal flat white, and then you've got yourself armed to the teeth, really. You represent yourself in court.
What do they call those? Those builds, deterministic builds? No, not deterministic, where you know the build end to end.
Reproducible.
Reproducible builds. You know, you have to be able to reproduce the fact that, you know, you got to document what knowledge went into this coffee so that I'm not drinking some of your politics. I just want to drink some business brew.
Yeah, there we go. There's that whole...
Don't be slipping that proper politics up in here.
No. That's it. There was that big scandal where they were worried about that because everyone just suddenly got into wearing mullets again, and they were worried that someone had spiked the Clever Coffee. And everyone's they look lovely, but
I've been waiting for an explanation for this.
Yeah, that's what it's coming
that
from.
That is plausible.
Sneaking it in. That's how you gotta do it right there. Microdosing.
Microdosing the mullet coffee. Now is it a podcast about mullets though? So first you have to find a podcast about mullets and you turn that into the coffee. And then people grow mullets.
They're doing fade mullets now. Like really high hair, a fade, and then it fades into a mullet off the back.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Perms are back too.
Yeah.
Boy perms.
Spiky fade mullets.
Keep going, Matt. What else you got?
Well, I'd love to show you, if you want to come into my house, sit down. Notice that the sofa doesn't have any legs. It's just floating. You're welcome. No, don't be scared. It's perfectly fine. Sit on it. It moves a bit more than normal. But sit down. That's not even it.
So when you sit down on the sofa, it kind of moves a little bit?
Well, it does. It doesn't have any legs.
Is it so hovering?
It's hovering. But it moves when you sit on it. It's like suspension. Because
is there any way to make it not move? Like a lock?
The more expensive ones will. Oh, more sturdy.
Is it loud? No. Is it displacing air underneath it?
No, you didn't sound it. It just floats.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Levitates. They would call that levitating, actually.
What's the difference between levitating and floating?
That's a great question.
I would say... Is that a great question?
Yeah, that is a great question.
How great that question is, honestly.
Never thought about that. If you're floating...
I think it's two different words that mean essentially the same thing.
Yeah, but they've got to be something different.
I think floating might be the act of like being a certain weight. And that there's neither pull nor push when gravity is concerned. But when you're levitating, you're resisting gravity, staying in the same position.
Yeah. So if it's density, then if you're less dense, you float. That's floating.
Yeah, because you're floating, you're buoyant with gravity.
Right. But if you are magically or some other means lifting yourself up. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so that's what your sofa levitates, which is the reason for the movement.
Yeah, they just move a little bit when you sit down. I'm just saying, don't be scared when you sit down. This isn't even my main gadget. I want to tell you about this new gadget.
I'm going into the details here. This levitating couch is, you know, stop the press.
Yeah, but it's good. Imagine big magnets.
Go, I'm ready. I want more. Give me the rest.
So I might have talked about this before, but it's coming back. Night Rider, or Sleepy Car, I call it. It's essentially, it's like a nanite vehicle. You can fall asleep in a car, and it's a self-driving car. So if you wanted to go, what's a place that's like 8 hours away from where you live, Jared?
Denver.
So you want to go to Denver for the day. It's a pain to do that now. But with nanite car vehicle, you can get in the car, it will drive you there while you sleep, you then wake up, you're in Denver for the day, you go back to bed in the car, and it drives you back. So as far as you're concerned, you've just slept in a car, or you know, slightly better than a car, but you've teleported essentially. You have a day where you are now, and then the next day in Denver, the day after that, back where you are now.
Well, I think teleporting might be a stretch. I mean, you're sleeping the whole time, right?
You're sleeping, but it's close to teleporting, isn't it? Because you're not really, unless you're conscious of where you are every time while you're asleep. I'm certainly not. Mm-hmm. I don't even know I'm still in the bedroom.
I'm kind of appreciating how much Matt undershot on these. They're understated, you know? Like, he had a complete freedom to do whatever he wants. He comes with a falafels and full self-driving, basically. This is a really good Waymo, isn't it, Matt?
It's basically a good, it's a nanite Waymo.
Yeah. All right.
It's a sleepy bedtime.
Matt World is like the current world we're in, but maybe like 6 months earlier or later.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
I hope so too. Except the floating couch thing. I mean, we're not quite there yet, but.
No, well, you can if you have a big, strong magnet. But I think Clever Coffees are going to be at least 8 months.
Clever Coffee is a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got a gadget, which is a nanite Waymo. Sleepy car.
Yeah. It's hush hush bedtime's vehicle van.
You can get. And you're a salesman because you claim it teleports you, but what it does is it drives you places while you're sleeping.
It's like teleport. It's the closest we'll get. I fell asleep on a flight to the US once. I got on the plane. They'd messed around, tried to warn me about not to put someone else's mask on. Like,
you sort your own mask.
Well, I wasn't even thinking of helping anyone else at all. So I don't know what they're playing at. And they're like, oh, do you want this tiny little packet of peanuts? Yes, please. Would you like some even smaller pretzels? I've never seen a pretzel that small. Have you? Anyway, this is just in my head, but this happens. Uh-huh. So I get on the plane. I fall asleep. I wake up in America. That's where you all live.
Correct.
And that was like 2 hours of my life conscious. So that was like teleporting.
Yeah, I used to do it all the time when we go on family vacations, and I was a child. I just sleep in the car.
Yeah.
And you leave your house, and then you wake up, and you're there.
There you go.
So I'm excited for Matt World. What else you got?
Did you like that when you were a kid, doing that, Jared?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I love it.
What's happened? You forgot about that love. Because so no, when it's I just pitched that, this startup.
Just my parents were driving the car. You know, I wasn't teleporting, okay. really. I understand from my perspective. Yeah, yeah. I get 100% what right. you're saying. Yeah, I'm just right. feeling like, you know, complete creative freedom to invent a gadget. That's all.
Okay, good. But so just to be clear, you're just making clear for your listeners that, okay, good.
This is your That's game, by the way. So just keep that in mind. Okay. What else you got? Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear this rule.
Well, exactly. The laws are different on each of our planets, of course. And there's a law that's actually quite a strange one that was passed a few years ago. If you want a doc at work, you have to write it. Okay? You can't say, let's have this doc, and then make someone else write it. It's a law.
It's a law.
Yeah, on that world.
In that world. Okay, this is a good one.
You want something written? Write it yourself.
You cannot request that somebody else write some documentation.
Yes.
You have to write it yourself.
And if you can't because you don't know, then you have to find out in order to write it. Yeah. But it proves that you need it, first of all, because it's easy to just imagine, here's six docs we should have. That's easy.
All right, let's play this out for a moment. So let's say, Matt, in Matt World, you write a new microservice.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly engineered, so you're not in danger of the dungeon. And I need to use your microservice, and it's got no docs. I can't come to you and be like, hey, Matt, you should write some docs for this.
Yeah, that's true. You've found an immediate place where this doesn't apply.
I should write the docs.
I'm not talking about docs, really. I'm talking about like a design. I'm talking about like some pre-design thing or some write a doc that explains something about the system. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah. Which you have the knowledge.
It's one of these laws that are like lots of small fine print.
Yeah. Changed over time.
Yeah. Well, you have to adjust it as the world advances. Okay. So not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Tiny little law. Adam, you like this one? Write your own docs.
I think it's probably hard to enforce.
Wait, what kind of consequences are there if you ask That's somebody right. else to write some docs? Three nights in the dungeon?
No. It's basically decriminalized at this point.
Decriminalized? So it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, not even, yeah.
Not even that. You're just fine.
It's like jaywalking.
Okay. So everybody does it.
Yeah.
So it's a worthless law. All right. What else you got?
It's mostly a request.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And that's all laws are, really, isn't it? They just request, they're like, oh, please, please don't.
Yeah.
Pop his head off.
If you do this, I'm going to have to do that.
Yes.
And you don't want that.
It's a good idea to have laws written in code, though, I think. You should give me that idea. It's quite a good one.
You should try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. The laws of physics aren't exactly the same on this planet, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're good. Thinking, Jared. You're thinking... Laws of physics are probably identical to Earth. Why would they be? This Matt world is different.
Okay.
All the rain falls in one go, like just down like
just
bang.
A single drop.
It's just an enormous just smash. Everything.
That's awesome. Finally, yeah,
none of this delivery in little bits and pieces and taking hours.
Just one big massive drop,
like worldwide.
Yeah. Just bang.
Does everybody get hit at once? Are there holes in it?
Everybody's wearing pointy hats.
How do they know? We got really good weather people?
They just wear them all the time. You never know when it's coming.
Just in case.
You can see
is that a law?
No, but...
The pointy hat law?
But of course you're going to do it. Otherwise you have to try and dive through it. a reverse dive.
If you don't have the hat on, like, could it kill you?
It probably could. You could certainly get a slapped red back. Have you ever jumped into a pool and just landed on your belly on the top of the water?
I have, yeah. It hurts.
Belly flop. Yeah.
What is on top of your head?
Smash. All the buildings are pointy.
Okay, this has big ramifications.
Yeah. But yeah, once it's done, you can go out for the day. Do what you want.
Just one big drop.
Just comes down in one big slab.
Love it. Matt's world sounds fascinating.
Welcome. Have a coffee. You know, this one's from Kenya, so this will actually teach you about the sort of rich experience of that country and the rich culture. So have it. Enjoy. That's the Kenya one. Or I can offer you this cold blend from Brooklyn, New York. For half an hour, you'll know how to look cool wearing a hat.
This cold blend.
You got some crazy podcasts in Matt World.
Well, friends, you know I love Notion. It is the number one tool in my tool chest. It is a daily driver for me. I'm using Notion constantly, organizing everything I possibly can with Notion. And I just love it. Of course, there's other specialized tools out there that have you jumping from app to app to app, but I find that Notion lets me do most of everything I need to and collaboratively with the rest of my team and even extended team. And now it has AI built right in. I can ask Notion AI, hey, can you help me build this new page for this new purpose? And it goes and builds it. So I don't have to go and build each independent new workflow by hand. Notion AI is there for me. It helps me find things, solve things, write things, draft things, build things. It's amazing. So yes, Notion combines your docs, your notes, your projects all in one place for you and your team to collaborate on. And the fully integrated Notion AI suite lets you work faster, smarter, easier, better, all the things. And I know because I use it every single day. You can try Notion today for free when you go to notion.com/changelog. Use that link to try the powerful, easy to use Notion AI today. And of course, when you use our link, you are benefiting us and letting Notion know that we work. There you go. Once again, notion.com/changelog.
All right, Adam, do you want to take us to Adam World?
I'd love to go.
I don't even think I want to do any more of this stuff. I'm done with this imagining stuff.
I don't know if I'll be as cheeky as Matt, but I will take you to Adam World.
Let's hear it.
I'd love to go.
I really struggled because I was between a couple different worlds here. But I figured I'd stay stereotypical and take it to what I would call Adam World.
Okay, let's hear it.
Silicon Valley. Am I supposed to read this script that you share with me, Jared? Is that the rule?
Matt sent me the script. Should he read the script?
He didn't read the script.
Yeah, he sort of did. He used it as an outline.
Yeah. Okay.
You can read verbatim if you want, or you can do it like Matt did, or you can do whatever you want. It's your show.
I'll do my best. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. That's all we can ask for. Yes,
please.
A lot of pomp and circumstance.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Ooh. I didn't write that. Welcome, gentlemen, to Adam World. I hope you enjoy your time with us. Remember to visit the Silicon Valley Museum and the food court and try the Hooli Pied Piper burger today and sample the delights of the Uptick mineral water, which might reduce bedwetting. But first, can I introduce you to our favorite gadget, the most revolutionary compression algorithm ever that the world has ever seen.
Oh.
That's it. That's the script. Middle something. I didn't name it. It was already named.
That's right. All right, so.
The new gadget is a revolutionary compression algorithm.
Yeah.
We could use one of those.
It remains unnamed. Mm. Like Voldemort, you can't say the name.
Right.
The new rule, new law is this. Everything is nothing and nowhere, but also kind of everywhere.
Cloud.
Yeah.
Compressed. Right, so. Compressed.
And the thing I'd love to change most about the world that I live in is I want to live. This is heartfelt. Okay. This is hard to even say.
Okay. You can do it. You can do it, mate.
You can say it.
I want to live in a world where everyone can watch Silicon Valley in peace and harmony.
Well, this is very touching.
Okay, I've said it. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's all I
can say.
Thank you for listening.
Wow.
I like to be on Adam's World. I've just started rewatching Silicon Valley. And it's so good.
I'm proud of you.
How many times have you seen it, Adam?
Endless. It's constantly playing in my brain.
Yeah. So if you had that compression album, by the way, you can't name it because the name is so small that it can't be spoken by humans. Is it compressed that much?
They wanted to call it FTL.
Good. That's great. That is great.
FTL.
Mm-hmm. Faster than light. Yeah.
Faster than light. Yeah.
For the loss.
It's lossless.
It's lossy.
For the loss is good too. But it was actually faster than light. But I like FTL for the loss as well.
Or flossing. Well, so if you had that for real, then what would that? I mean, because we did have a bit of a problem before recording this, where my hard drive is unnecessarily.
Well, that would have never happened. Okay, yeah. Because based on the new rule, new law, everything is nothing and nowhere, but also kind of everywhere.
I don't know what that means.
Well, everything is nothing, and it's nowhere. Because it's just so small. But it's also kind of everywhere. Because it's so small, it can move so fast. So this problem Matt had with moving his data and all that disk space issue is that it just basically renders disk space obsolete because it's infinite. It's just the thing that something becomes nothing, but also something and everywhere.
Yeah, sorry, that's cleared it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I always found compression to be sort of bonkers, that you could just have a file and then do something and then it's a smaller file and then do something else and it's put it back.
You know, sometimes, Matt, I just uncompress and decompress things constantly just to see if just somewhere see. someone's pulling something over on me. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. We should find out. Just
constantly.
Zip it up.
Compressing, recompress, yeah. Compressing, recompress. Yeah. It's like it's back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One day I'll know for sure if they're truly compressing those things and then pulling them back out and they work again.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Or they're just saving the main file in a different folder.
And that's why we have the Silicon Valley Museum. If we didn't have this museum, these critical cultural icons in our world today would just be gone forever.
Yeah.
You would never know why or how.
I thought this was the Silicon Valley. No, we know where it is. It's the Adam world. But with the, yeah. But everywhere. I thought when you meant Silicon Valley, I thought you meant like the actual computer area.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Matt.
But you don't.
This is where you're sorely mistaken, man. This is the TV show.
You don't listen to the show enough, man. It's never the computer.
Silicon Valley, the TV show.
It's always a TV show.
Got to keep it alive forever. It's rich in my blood, deep, deep, deep.
One time I tried to reference the actual geography of Silicon Valley, and this guy dinged me anyways. He overruled it, and he just dinged it. He's like, nope, that's the TV show. So, good luck trying to talk about the geography.
Okay, no, forget it.
Not in Adam's world.
Yeah.
Not in Adam's world.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm just sick and tired. Sick and tired of...
I'm going to start crying again.
It's tough to talk about, okay?
He's getting choked up.
I've got some friends, okay? They're still a little scarred. They were trying to watch Silicon Valley.
That was too close to home.
And some people came in the house, started throwing some things, okay? They were throwing things. It was not cool. No peace, no harmony.
Right.
Trying to watch Silicon Valley.
So everyone is allowed to watch it. And that is the law.
No, that's not the law. This is the law.
What's the law? Well, that's the change.
If you want everyone who wants to watch it, you can do so in peace and harmony. So now there was this cult, this uprising, trying to abolish and get rid of and erase Silicon Valley culture. And everything that this TV show stands for. And people were trying. They were on eBay. They were on eBay and they were trying to get the TV show.
Trying to buy
HBO
it.
HBO had revolted. There was insiders. It was a mess. Okay, it was a mess. Yeah. And then whenever you watched Silicon Valley, the TV show, there was never any peace and never any harmony. And so the new rule is this, is that you have to abide by peace and harmony. You cannot disrupt. They will watch Silicon Valley forever if they want to.
Sounds like the forever. Streisand effect.
I'm getting a little worked up now. Now I was sad for a second there, but now I'm mad.
Well, maybe you should come to Jared's world.
Yeah, it sounds like you've made a world, Adam. Sounds like you've made a world that's really just tormenting you. Pop in the rocket. Let's go to Jared world. Would you like an enormous pretzel?
Welcome, gentlemen, to Jared world.
Oh, hello. Yay.
I hope Jared you do world. Enjoy your time with us. Remember to visit the Lou.
Yeah.
Which is our Lou Gehrig themed restaurant. And when you're there, be sure to order the number 2, which is the best chili nachos smothered in baked beans.
Lovely.
And then, of course, when you're all finished, you can wash it down with our world-famous cocktail. You're going to love this cocktail, Matt. It's an homage to Allen Iverson and his mechanical horse named Tintin. Sorry, this is too good.
It's so good.
It's Allen Iverson, the famous basketball player here in the United States.
Yeah.
Well, did you know he had a mechanical horse?
Was it called Tintin? Was it?
Yeah, Iverson's mechanical Tintin. We call the drink Ivermectin.
Nice. Does it come in a Tintin?
Yes.
Like a Trojan horse?
It'll finish you off nicely after that number 2.
Oh, yeah. It sounds big, that number 2 as well.
It is like, big.
It sounds really big.
Yeah. You almost can't finish it in one sitting.
No. Right, yeah.
Now, that's just our fine cuisines. Lovely. We also have amazing new gadgets.
Oh, I'd love to hear about your gadget. Is it better than a levitating chair or a sleepy nighttime car?
Yes, I think it might be more useful than a really good Waymo.
Oh, yeah?
This is called the Disincinerator. And it does exactly what it sounds like. It's the opposite of an incinerator. It's so useful. Right. So if you have a great campfire and you want to do it again.
Right.
Same wood, just disincinerate it.
Right.
California wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
No need to rebuild your home. Just disincinerate your home. Right. That's back to good as new.
Yeah.
Or the Amazon forest ravaged by loggers. First, you have to incinerate the logs.
Right.
And then let's get those trees back in the ground with the disincinerator.
Right.
I think you get the point.
This is very good. And grandma?
That's right. Oh, yes. The ultimate of disincinerating values is your loved ones.
Bring them back.
As long as they don't choose traditional burial.
Right.
We can disincinerate them too.
This is exciting. Because I sometimes burn things and then think afterwards, I shouldn't have burnt that.
I think we all do that from time to time, don't we?
It happens. Yeah.
Pretty good gadget.
Yeah. This is a good gadget.
Thinking outside the box, you know? Not just renaming existing vehicles, but just brand new things.
Yeah.
Of course, there are some people who would not like this disincinerator. Serial killers.
Oh, yeah. It's annoying for them.
People with really mean grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
Some
grandmas are horrible.
Yeah, and you just want to leave them as they are, as they lay, or as they lie.
Mm-hmm.
Liars, they are.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, there's the disincinerator.
This is it, yeah.
That's my gadget. I got nothing else there. That's how Jared's world works.
I once made a pizza, and I didn't really know what I was doing, so I sort of put it under the grill, which is the broil thing in the US, I think. You know, where it's just got the heat on the top?
Sure.
I thought, that's kind of like a pizza oven. But I was essentially just grilling or toasting a frozen pizza. And anyway, with cut long story short, it was on fire. It was very quickly on fire.
Yeah.
And I knew it was a spicy pizza, but that I don't think it was meant to be on fire. And it certainly, when I checked the box, it said nothing about that. If anything, it implied it wouldn't be on fire. Like, it didn't explicitly, but yeah, you just can read between the lines.
Yeah, you can't return it at that point unless you had a disincinerator. Now, in that case, I think it pays for itself.
You can just take cooking too far and then just rewind it, basically.
You can get yourself a disincinerator for four easy payments of $29.99 and one really hard payment. So just look out for that one.
Same amount, but you have to pay in pennies.
That's right. You know, your check's going to get lost in the mail.
Yeah.
Your credit, your bank account's going to bounce. Something's going to go wrong on that last one.
Yeah. Put the wrong number in when you try to put the destination bank account number. You put it all in correctly, but you got something wrong in the address. So it's just slowed it down. It's not much. The system's been flagged, but it's bank holiday. It's a long weekend. So
shout out to Mitch Hedberg. That's an old Mitch Hedberg gag that he does quite a bit better than I do. And if I could disincinerate him, I certainly would. All right. Now, there are some new rules here in Jared World. We don't live after the same rules that you all live by.
This is going to be dark, aren't they? This is going to make Adam cry.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to return to champions. Okay. Champions. We're going to bring back champions. In Jared World, we do not wage war by killing millions of young men, women, and innocent children. Mm. All disputes are resolved by champions. Just like we used to do in the neighborhood growing up. You know, my dad can beat up your dad, that kind of a thing. Or the old school David versus Goliath, you know, send out your best, we send out our best.
Right.
And whoever wins, wins the dispute.
Is David the best one? Because that statue of him, he's got no arms. Have you seen it in Italy?
Yeah, I think Michelangelo screwed that part up, didn't he? Or is that?
And he didn't have any clothes. He didn't have any clothes on. He's got his willy out. He can't go to battle.
All I needed was five smooth stones, I guess, but not any.
Didn't. Just had two.
You must have read a different account. So yes, this is the old champions. Here's how it would work. Now I got practical here. I want to actually explain this because, you know, you can't just come out and say whoever's champion wins. I still do not want there to be murder. Okay. So there's no, all wars now are done this way instead. And it is based on champions. How it works is each disputing group will pick their contest. Okay. It could be MMA. It could be Wii Sports, chess, vibe coding, whatever.
Right.
There's nine events, and the smallest population picks first because they need a little help.
Right.
And then each contest has a new champion. So you name, here's our vibe coding champion, right? Here's our chess champion. And they battle it out. First one to five wins the dispute. Here's the kicker, though. Each champion that loses is disqualified from ever being a champion in that category ever again. And so choose wisely. What do you think? This would work, right?
I mean, I think we should do this just as a TV show.
I think we should.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Olympics, but higher stakes and more categories. And
more random categories.
What are the rules in that last part again? Like, how does that go?
Well, you got nine. So let's say it's United States versus Great Britain, for instance. Okay.
Oh, come on. That'd never happen.
I know it wouldn't, but just for giggles.
Hilarious.
Yes. So we would pick, we have a bigger population. So they would pick a category, probably cricket.
Could be.
Probably a surefire win for them, right? I mean,
could be the Beatles. And then we put Paul McCartney in.
It could be. Yeah. If he's still kicking.
Yeah.
We'd put Willie Nelson against him. See what happens.
Yeah.
Good. But fair enough. They would pick cricket. You know, we don't have any cricket players. So we might just give them that one. We're like, fine, whatever, you win that category. And then we would pick a category. And you could name pretty much any other game of skill. And then we would have more people on that one. And then they would pick one. What's that?
You say burgers, and we're like, we'll let them just have that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick your battles.
Apple pie, or, you know, a pie baking contest. Yeah, so food, we pretty much win. But it could be like Fortnite. I'm sure there's probably some really good Fortnite players over there.
Yeah, even curling. Minesweeper.
Yeah. There's a whole kinds of esports that can move into this. And then whoever wins is best of five. So you got nine different events. So you can go, it can go eight to four to four all the way down. Whoever wins the last one wins the dispute. So whatever we're disputing about, be it land or money or how many U's to put in the word favorite, I'm looking for zero. Mm-hmm. We win or they win. And that's it. The dispute's over. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's over.
Yeah. I think everyone could get behind that. You'd be like, okay, fair enough. We're all going to lose.
It'd be great entertainment too, right? Like,
yeah.
They're already trying to entertain us with these monstrosities, right? Like, they're like showing us war and stuff. And
Yeah, it's horrible.
How about like something fun?
Yeah, I like this idea.
We have to get the violent people to really buy into this idea. I don't think it's the...
Well, it's Jared world, people. So I just dictate it. Like, this is just how the world works. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's true.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good world. One. It puts my docs one into sharp perspective, doesn't it? That one really seems unimportant.
This is why. Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah.
In fact, if you had a dispute over docs, well, we would just champion it, you know?
And I think in this world, it's probably pretty easy to watch Silicon Valley TV show.
I think peace and harmony. I think, yeah, you might exist happily in this world, Adam.
Yeah, it's not, no need for tears. No need for, you know, sessions and groups and, you know.
Yeah.
Fellow Silicon Valley people to cry with.
Well, the AI best friend.
It's the thing of the past. Through it. What a beautiful world, Jared.
So I've described to you guys my gadget, which is the disincinerator. I've told you my new rule, which is a return to champions and skill-based competition to settle disputes. My thing I would like to change, and Matt, you did say this does not include physics. I can just do whatever I want, right?
Yeah, anything you want, mate. Don't forget, I had the big rain that all comes down.
Yeah, that was epic. I might adopt that. Can I adopt some of your stuff? Well, let me just go a little bit bigger than that even and say... Yeah. Everything that tastes good, ice cream, Snickers, the extra large number 2 from Lou's, they're all actually good for you.
Right.
And everything that tastes bad, you know, cucumbers or cucumbers gone bad, aka pickles, avocados, you know, gross stuff, they're actually bad for you.
Right.
So this is not a creative one because I think a lot of people would like this, but it really is going to bring people into Jared world. Because wouldn't it be amazing if the best things that tasted the best to you actually were the best for you? Wouldn't that just be epic?
Yeah, it would be epic. I think a lot of people would be happy with that. And I don't want to take anything away from them. But just for me, just only speaking, just for me personally, I don't really like cakes and that. And the stuff I like is good for your stuff. Like, I love avocado. Cucumber. Oh, yes, please. Pickled. Hello.
Well, you must be pretty healthy then.
I think I am, but not deliberately.
Just because you like the taste of good things.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing is, I didn't describe how it works especially. I was naming things that I think taste good or bad, but it's completely subjective. So whatever you think tastes good is good for you.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, so that's... I win everybody with that, right? Like, there's who's going to not want that?
Adam, you're
yeah. Today, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what they did in The Matrix, you know? They made taste sticks. I mean, steak tastes so good.
Yeah.
That he just wanted to go red pill. Yeah.
So this is a personal preference thing. This is not I make your food taste bad, you make my food taste whatever.
It's... Whatever tastes good is good for you. And that's you personally.
So all your favorite stuff that's guilty pleasure.
Everything that's good is good.
So let's say I have a bag of Swedish fish. Swedish fish. Known Swedish to have fish. Red 40 in it.
Okay.
What the heck is Red 40?
Let me tell you about Red 40.
Tell me about it, man.
What is Red 40? Let's see how biased this is. This is DeepSeek R1.
Right. It's going to tell you what China
what is. What is Red 40? Thinking. Red 40, also known as Allura Red AC, is a synthetic red dye widely used in food, beverages, cosmetics, and pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And you love
it is known to have health concerns, hyperactivity in children. Children lead to, in some studies, to allergic reactions and some other stuff. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's bad for you.
It's approved in the U.S.
Not in Jared world.
Not approved everywhere else.
Not in Swedish fish in Jared world.
Well, it's good for you in your world, isn't it, Jared?
That's right. I mean, this is just how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the point is you got Swedish fish, Red 40. I think it tastes good. Okay. They're pretty solid.
I've never had them.
In Jared world, they don't taste good? Or is it up to me for them to taste good?
If it tastes bad to you, it's bad for you. It's a simple equation. If it tastes good to you, it's good for you.
Yeah, so your Swedish fish would be good for you. Doctor would be like, you make sure you're getting enough Swedish fish. You get that Red 40. You need that Red 40.
That's right.
So you're telling me it tastes good to me, good for me, no matter what.
Exactly. I mean, this is a win-win-win. There's no losing here. I mean, you would just want this rule change. This is why I changed it.
So let's say you got somebody who's like really down with broccoli.
They're down with it?
They're down with the
broccoli. They love it.
Okay? They have in the past, they'd say things like, I love you, broccoli.
Oh,
I love
adorable.
You, broccoli.
Okay, so they have like a,
you know, that's like
a speech impediment kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Like judging cartoon.
That was a dated caricature of the person. That was when they were 7.
I didn't know you dated.
Maybe 4 or 3.
I love you, broccoli.
Go ahead, do it again. He wants to do it again. Go ahead.
It's cool.
I love you, broccoli. It tastes like candy. Okay. So okay. You love broccoli. It tastes like candy.
Yes.
Good for you, no matter what.
It's good for you. It's not a complicated algorithm. There's no holes in this algorithm. You can't poke a hole in it. All right. So who's moving where? That's what we got to know. Who's moving where? Now, I'm kind of want this. I think my world's the best, but I really do want Matt's all the rain at one moment thing. So yeah, I'm kind of on the fence there.
And you know you want people watching Silicon Valley in peace and harmony, man. You know, that's
I'm not against that.
That's your goal.
That's not my goal in life, but I do want them to have that freedom. So yeah, I mean, all these worlds sound pretty good. What I'm kind of boned about is we don't have any musical accompaniment for any of this. Matt, can you sing? How about theme songs? I mean, now you know our worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard everything about Matt world.
Everything about Adam world. Song, brother.
Everything about Jared world. Maybe a ditty for each or one that encompasses all three. Whatever you're thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that guitar out.
Okay. Right, let's do it. Let's go on a trip around this weird solar system.
Won't you come with me, please, on a big, big journey? We're gonna make sure you put your own mask on first before you help anybody. You can sit on a floating sofa, you can ride a sleepy car. If you wanna ride docks though, you're the only one who has to do it okay. Cause all the rain falls in one go. Everybody wears pointy hats, and all the cars are pointy, and all the buildings are also pointy. Why? Well, it's because of the rain. Do you like Silicon Valley? If you do, you're gonna like this place. You can watch it anytime you like, in peace and harmony. If you don't like it though, I don't know what happens to you. I assume that it's not great. Maybe you get shunned. Or we can go to Jared World now. Jared World, where all things you eat that are nice, that means they're good for you. Like you could eat a bad sandwich, but you like it anyway. And well, I got news for you. Were you paying attention? That sandwich is now good for you.
Yes.
You're gonna like Jay. We'll take you to space, take you back home. Would you like a little packet of pretzels? In the event of an emergency, please put your own mask on for helping anyone else.
Very nice. Very
there
nice.
It is.
Whew. Oof, indeed. That's the sort of reaction you look for after a song.
No, one mention of compression. Sad.
Pardon?
No, one mention of compression, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was in there.
So disappointed. You might start crying again.
No, it was in there between all the words.
Yeah, you compressed it.
Oh, I sure did.
This is not what we call peace and harmony.
I got out of that so good. I got out of that because of the compression thing.
I think Matt really highlighted his points more than ours. Don't you think, Adam?
I mean, did. He
even brought back the little pretzels. And the pointed you know? Cars. It's and, like none of us were talking about pretzels, but Matt.
I don't know about you, but when he said...
I mean, no mention of a disincinerator at all.
Yeah.
Coolest gadget of the three.
I was trying to remember that stuff, but I didn't. What I should have done is written it down.
That would have been good. We gave you plenty of time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Adam cried for a good 45 seconds.
Yeah, I know, but that was just so touching. It was like watching a Morgan Freeman film at the end where he does a long speech and tells you all about something.
Which one's that?
In your heart. All of them. Where he's, okay. He's like, I'm Morgan Freeman, and I'm going to tell you now about this moral of the story. That sort of thing.
Right.
Is that right?
What's probably your favorite Morgan Freeman movie?
I like that one where he's God, Bruce Almighty.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Such a short role, though.
God?
Yeah, but I important.
Mean, he wasn't really in the film a lot.
Well, you know.
Not bad. He only really did his thing for a week, though, didn't he? And it took him a week to build all the universe and all the
That's
people.
Right.
And
that's right.
Bruce Almighty, on the other hand, had to do loads of work. And he had to keep his main job.
A lot of emails.
A lot of emails.
A lot of emails. Yeah.
I think that movie pales in comparison to Shawshank Redemption, which is one of the best movies of all time.
That's probably true. Yeah. It's often in the lists of
It is,
top
because
movies.
It's just yeah. that good.
Yeah, and it is. It really is good, too. So
yeah,
it's fair enough.
It's like sometimes you'll have like a popular album, and you're like, yeah, I don't really like that band because everybody else likes them.
Yeah.
You know, or like, of course, you're going to pick Godfather 2. You know,
yeah, Shawshank really is the
but it's like Shawshank's just so good, you can't even get mad at people.
I think because it's so long.
Shawshank's long,
it's a pretty long movie. Yeah, it's not a short movie. Yeah.
No,
it's not a 3-hour movie, but it's long.
I heard it was a flop when it first came out, and people were like, meh, and then it just grew and grew. It was one of mm-hmm. those, it wasn't like a big opening weekend, not like you know, the Fast and the Furious cars.
Right.
Well, there's Angry Cars, or you know, Marvel.
Right.
But
well,
Shawshank
I think
is
that,
great.
You know, Shawshank can probably thank TBS or perhaps TNT, which might be the same company. I don't even know, because its rise to fame really was over like the course of 10 to 15 years when it was just on, like TBS on like a Saturday afternoon, probably every Saturday or Sunday for years, and it gave like an entire generation. An opportunity to watch it over and over again and just fall in love with it. Because, yeah, it wasn't like it moved, changed the world when it was in theaters or anything.
But it is, it's classic. And if you look at those lists, which I sometimes do, and I'm like, I'm going to start at the top film of all time, which mm-hmm. is usually a Godfather or two.
Yeah.
And go down the list until I haven't seen one. And then that's the one I have to then watch. And honestly, they really are all good.
Yeah.
Like, that is true. Like, good film, like when they're like the best film in the top 50 films of all time or whatever, they're probably all
yeah they're
good
all
films.
Pretty stinking good.
And if you're like the guy in the room going, oh, I don't like that one because you know, you're probably wrong.
Yeah but let me do that for a second. Okay, so Citizen Kane though, like that right. one's like well known top number one, and that's the one I'm always like, yeah, I've seen it, but I wouldn't go back and watch it. I appreciate it for its quality, whatever. But I'd watch Shawshank like 100 times before I'd watch Citizen Kane again. Maybe it's just because it's that old of a movie. I mean, it was very early on, but it's always there. And I think it's not, I don't think it doesn't deserve it. I just feel like I could take it or leave it myself. So there, I'm that guy, you know. It sucks.
No, but that's like, I'm that guy with Citizen Kane as well.
Okay, cool.
But we're probably wrong.
We probably are, but we're at least wrong together, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I come on this podcast.
That's right. We can watch Shawshank in peace and harmony.
One would pray.
All right. What else? Should we, hard segue into a different topic? Should we say goodbye? Should we reinvent new worlds beyond.
I just want to mention one thing that was like not really talked about much.
Okay.
Uptick mineral water.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Uptick. You drink this mineral water. Not only do you get a physical uptick, you get a website traffic boost as well.
Yeah, this is
Uptick
good.
Mineral water brings you growth.
Makes your internet fast. And
yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Faster.
It helps you get the people to buy your thing. Uptick.
It does a lot of things, this uptick. Mm-hmm. Is it natural? Does it come out of a spring?
It's a mineral water.
Yeah.
Best thing for you.
Mm. Not if you don't like the taste of it.
Some would call it amazing. Some would call it amazing, honestly.
I would.
Mineral water that gives you a physical and a digital uptick.
Uptick.
Who doesn't want an uptick?
Who doesn't, indeed?
You know what? I live daily for an uptick.
Can you see this gadget that I have in real life?
Oh, wow. What is this? So there's like two lights around your neck?
Those are personal headlights.
Yeah.
Kind of like
what? Is, yeah. So you have like, what is this, Matt?
This is kind of like personal headlights. It's sort of joking, but if you're reading a book, you wear these light kind of collar. There's a sort of collar to it.
It looks like the kind of thing you'd, like the pillow you'd put on an airplane.
Yeah. Pop it around your neck. Put your own mask on before helping anyone else's. Put your own headlights on before helping your friends or your children. And then you can read because there's more light on you.
It shines light on your book.
What if you just had instead right here, Matt, right inside, see this part of
my
neck?
Oh, yeah, face it back into you.
Right. What if you just had like these, like they were magnets, those same lights, and they would call it power over skin.
Okay.
POS.
Right? Your skin would electronically transmit the power. You click the lights to your neck. Power via your heartbeat. And boom, light.
Oh, so would they pulse?
I don't know if they would pulse. I mean, maybe they have different, you know, your body should provide the power at that point, you know. But they can use the power to blink or to go blue or green or to be this, you know, I'm thinking maybe like 3,600 Kelvin right now, roughly.
Yeah.
4,700 maybe.
I mean, I wish you could do that. I wish you could, like, experiment more with stuff in your body. Like, yeah, I've gone for LEDs or extra arms.
Imagine it. Gen 2 extra arms?
Yeah, if you have, imagine an extra arm coming out of your side. Here's a weird thing, because, well, imagine picking something up with it now. You kind of know how that would feel.
Yeah, like an arm.
That's my theory. Yeah, but like, imagine it. You've got an arm coming out of your side.
Oh, I am. Right. You keep saying that like I'm not imagining it, but
okay,
I am.
Okay, you are. Right, good. I just can't tell. I can't tell what you're imagining.
No, I'm with you.
I can't tell what you're imagining or not.
Well, I'm wondering, could you feel when the power over your skin, like would you feel the electricity running through your veins?
Imperceptible.
Oh, no. Wow.
The reason why is do you feel it now? You're already electrical.
I'm carbon-based.
Your nerves, touch your fingertip. That's an electrical pulse.
Yeah, I do feel
that's
it.
Electricity inside your body. Low voltage, baby.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking like lighting up a light bulb, dude.
A light bulb that's low voltage. That's 5 volts or less, man. You don't feel that.
Have you ever peed on an electric fence?
No, because they say don't do that. In my world, one of the laws that I didn't have to mention was that you don't pee on the electric fence. You just don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a song about it, too. Did you hear the song?
Oh, yeah. The song about not peeing on the electric fence.
Don't pee.
Matt, how's that one go again?
On the electric. Go ahead, Matt. Give us a rendition of the don't pee on the electric fence.
There you go.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good.
I wonder what genre this is going to be.
Nursery rhyme. Did it wrong.
Yeah, kind of like a kid's song in a way.
Very happy.
Very happy. Too fast. Yeah, that's a good pace. No rush. You're in no rush to pee on that fence.
Hey, when you're going out for a walk, well, it's something I gotta tell you. Let's have a talk. 'Cause if you need to go. There's something you should know. Don't go on that electric fence. I did it once and not again. I'm electric now and then. I couldn't even really believe how it made me feel. It hurts, it stings. Oh yeah, it burns, it stings.
It hurts, it burns, it stings.
Is the idea there that you actually peed on it while you were singing the song even?
Yeah, you're getting like the songs going. You're doing it to show them what to do.
That's why he sped up, because he's just...
It hurts, it burns, it stings.
Yeah.
That's like, that's maybe a classic.
That's good stuff, man. You had your headlights on, your personal headlights.
Now, Matt, when you wear those on the airplane, can you see to the very bottom and get that very last little pretzel? Is that what those are for?
You can take these on an airplane.
Get down there in the bottom of the bag.
But the problem is when they turn all the lights off, for everyone's goes to sleepy time, then you got your lights on. It's really annoying for everyone.
Yeah, you gotta say sorry.
Is there a dim mode? You know, maybe a, you know.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like less bright?
Oh, yeah, there's more bright. There's like three levels.
Intermittent.
Yeah. So I can have it on the low mode. That's what you do.
Three modes. Yeah, that low mode's actually kind of high. Then we need to go a little lower than that. Do they measure that in nits?
I don't, because that's what we call head lice. And that, just as a unit for measurement, it went out of fashion years ago.
What do you measure it in then?
Nit widths.
We still use inches. Oh, yeah. The light? Not for light.
Yeah, the light.
Just for, like, squinting.
Lumens? What's a lumen count on that?
No, it's like if it's a big squint.
How many inches is that light?
If it's like, oh, what are you doing? Turn that off. Then you know it's really bright.
So it's more or less squints?
Yeah.
It's a medium squints. Squint light.
Yeah. You can get candles that are 1,000 squints.
Well, listeners, I'm so glad you tuned in today.
Me too, listeners.
I think we all learned something.
This was a really interesting Geon of Friends, I'm telling you. I just don't even know where we're going with this. I'm loving the guitar picking as we outro this. Like as if it's an undercurrent or an undertone, so to speak, to these words I'm speaking. Well, thank you, friends, loved ones. Choose your world wisely, and we'll see you in Zul. Bye, friends.
Bye, friends.
Friends, which world was your favorite world? I just want to say that I don't know if I got the memo on the assignment. Like, Jared did a really good job. He made a real world. I was trying to be funny. I was just trying to, like, do my thing with Silicon Valley. You know, I don't know. Matt, of course, is always cheeky, polite, funny, witty, comedic, and I suppose pretty decent with a song. But let us know, which was your favorite world? Jared world, Matt world, or Adam World, where you can watch Silicon Valley in peace and harmony forever. Big thank you to our friends over at Depot and our friends over at Notion. Check them out, depot.dev. And of course, notion.com/changelog. There you go. And of course, big thank you to our friends and our partners over at fly.io. That is a public cloud for developers, those of us who ship, those of us who love to remove the infra and deploy our apps wherever we want. And that place is fly.io. Check them out. To the Beat Freak in Residence Break Master Cylinder. Yes, those beats are fresh. Those beats are banging. And we have a new album. Check it out. Also, you can buy it, the MP3 digital version of it, at the merch store, merch.changelog.com. Check it out if you want to buy it. And if you want to stream it to your heart's content, it's all the places. Apple Music, Spotify, you name it. Enjoy those beats. Okay, that's it. The show's done. We'll see you next week.